Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only more black, gay,
and ladylike.
Previously on Minority Corner.
Ida B. Wells.
Ida B. Wells would be so sad, but she's rolling in her grave because of what's become with her continuation school she never
I
wanted.
I know. San Francisco.
We also talked about Boo Radley.
We did, and how poor Harper Lee's getting taken advantage
taken
of.
Taken completely advantage of by the evil villainous of her lawyer.
We talked Tonja.
About Tonja Jones. And we talked about Mandingo.
Oh, man, that guy.
Poor Mandingo Tyson Tyler. Something or other.
Give condoms out in college.
Yeah, Boo Linwood.
Yes.
Well, who knows where today's adventure is going to take us.
Where are we going?
Only one way to find out. Meet you at the corner.
Yeah, let's go.
Check it out.
Chat corner.
Chitty chat, chat corner.
How are you, James?
Just realizing how hard it is to say shitty pity bang bang.
Why would you want to say Shitty Pity Bang Bang?
Isn't that what it's called? What's that movie? With
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Is that the one with the bed knobs and the boomsticks?
No, that's Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
That's so confusing.
They're both shitty movies from the 60s.
Oh, good. Why didn't they just make them into one shitty movie?
Because it's acid.
I have a confession.
What's that?
My mom was obsessed with Mitty Chitty Kang Kang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Mang Gang. Chitty Chitty Gang Bang? Wow.
I bet there's a Chitty Chitty Gang Bang.
If not, fuck this. I'm leaving this podcast and I'm going to go make my millions shooting Chitty Kitty Bang Bang. So get ready for that.
Look for it at your nearest
convenience store.
Yes, in the bin.
Yeah, there's like a porn bin.
Porn bin.
Go to your nearest porn bin. You know you're there. You're probably there right now listening to this.
Got your headphones on, listen to your Walkman, rollerblade into your convenience store.
You are so excited because you're about to find Chitty Kitty Bang Bang. Gang Bang.
Gang Bang.
You asked me a question. How am I?
How are you?
You know, living the dream, doing the thing.
It's called a Temple of Poon finally opened.
Yeah, I opened the show past weekend.
Only heard us advertising it on every single episode.
They're like, what the fuck is Temple of Poon? Well, go to sfoasis.com for tickets.
What isn't it is the question.
What isn't it?
It's everything.
Right? It is a little bit of everything. Like, I can't give too much away. If you like slapstick, it's a sequel. It's the summer. It's bigger. It's better. We all play more characters.
What? You play multiple characters?
I play several ridiculous characters.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Some of which have been, like, cut up until recently. It's when you're working on, like, a live new piece, shit gets on the cutting room floor.
You're just working it out. You're massaging the piece.
We're massaging it. And it's running for 8 weeks, so, you know. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Come check it out.
Go support James.
Come support me.
I'm gonna.
You missed the last one.
I did, but I also did go to, like...
all the other ones.
Yes.
To be fair.
I go a lot. By myself, too. I'm usually sitting there.
My brother's sometimes there, and he's like, hey.
I know. We'll wave at each other.
And then you guys don't sit next to each other.
Then I put my sunglasses and my wig back on, and I sit in the corner.
She looks like, what's that woman?
Groucho Marx?
I was going to say Joan Crawford.
Oh, yes. No more wire hangers.
Oh my god. I know every week we've been talking about Comic-Con stuff.
Yeah, but we gotta talk about more.
Okay, good. Okay. Good.
I mean, come on. Hello.
I'm glad that you're down.
Yes.
Did you hear? And I give so many plugs to the CW. It seems like I work for them.
I know. They should employ you.
This podcast is essentially just like a commercial for the CW.
Give us a TV show.
Here's what's going on now. So the CW. Yes. So I believe it's on... oh, it's on Arrow. Arrow is getting a new superhero.
Ooh.
He's black.
What?
He's gay.
What?
And his name is Mr. Terrific.
Mr. Terrific?
Is an actual superhero from the DC universe.
Called Mr. Terrific?
Yeah.
And he's terrific.
He's pretty dope. Mr. Dope is like his son.
Who's stop it! I'm dope.
On drugs.
So what does Mr. Terrific do?
He does a lot of things. He's he's like techno savvy, not like techno music.
Like he knows how to work a computer.
They say he's gee.
You can turn it on.
Terrific. But no, something like he can't be fazed by like technology or something like. if someone's got like a power that deals with technology, it can't affect him.
Oh.
Or like he's a whiz with like computers. He also is like a martial artist.
Okay, cool.
He sings songs. I don't know. He doesn't sing songs. He does musicals. No.
I'm Mr. Terrific, here to fix your computer.
He wears a mask.
He's
a superhero.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But he's going to be in conflict with the other techno whiz who's on the show. But eventually they're going to become, like, best friends.
Does he work at the Apple Genius Bar?
You know, I don't know.
That'd be good.
I'm Mr. Terrific.
And everybody's, like, mad at him that's at the Genius Bar because he just fixed everything.
He's the only one that's getting any work. But how amazing is this? We're getting a black gay superhero.
I think that's awesome.
On primetime, like, television.
Right? It sounds like DC Universe is stepping it up.
Well, at least in television form. I think their movies still have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. I just saw Ant-Man this past weekend.
How was it? I need to see it.
Don't walk. Don't run. Turn into a small creature and fly on an ant fly
thing. I don't know why I did a crawl motion. Nobody could see
me. Oh, we gotta have a video podcast. And that guy was just doing this weird crawl thing. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It
has the two. Oh, stay for both of the end of credit. Two end of credit sequences.
Ooh, two end credit scenes?
And they're both good. Oh, you know, usually like one's like a throwaway and they're like, glad I had this burrito.
I know.
But two amazing end of credit sequences. And remember when I talked about that blog, Every Single Word?
Yes.
This movie would do really good.
Oh, so they have people of color talking to each other?
There's two black dudes in it. There's a Latino guy.
Right.
It's really good. There's surprises galore. This movie's chock full, like, for such a small movie, because it's one of their smaller movies, it's chock full of just a lot of great stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. And it takes place here in San Francisco.
So, cool. It's a lot of movies I've been seeing take place here in San Francisco.
I know,
they
keep destroying our city!
Yeah, I know. And you know what they're also destroying? Us actors. Because they're not casting any of us actors in it.
You're here working all these big-ass movies. Where's your roles?
Well, and here's the thing. They're also kind of shooting mostly B-roll footage here. Shots.
Walking down the street.
Like, at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, Paul Rudd was, like, he was actually living in the Tenderloin. It was crazy down there, too.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had crazy neighbors.
I bet.
But Ant-Man's so great. It's so wonderful.
I'm gonna check it out.
Last little update I have. Remember?
I do have a question, too.
Oh, what's up?
So, just a little reverse into the DC Universe. I saw that was a rhyme.
A little reverse into the DC Universe. Mm-hmm. You heard it. MC KK. Spitting her dope beats and rhymes. I'm going to call
Mr.
you.
Dope.
Yeah, I was going to say. Can we call you, like, you're Miss Dope?
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Dope.
Drop the mic.
Boom.
So, I noticed that there's going to be a new TV show, not on CW.
It's about Vixen? I heard about that last week.
No. It's about Supergirl. Is that in the same universe, even though it's on a different network?
No.
Oh.
Well, it is, but it isn't.
Okay.
Because here's the weird thing is that it's on CBS, and CBS and CW are both part of, I think it's Viacom. Yeah, Viacom, which is connected to Warner Brothers and all that stuff.
Right.
For now, they're separate. And here's what's also weird. They have some of the same people working on both of those shows.
Like writers?
Some of the same writers are actually working on both of it. But they're keeping it separate. And TNT is also doing a Young Justice, which is like the Young
Justice League.
Yeah, they're doing one on TNT.
But that's separate.
I think that's also going to be separate. I think for now, Supergirl's going to be separate. But
I love it when it's all connected for some reason.
Oh, because if you feel like it's continuity, because they are in the comic books. And actually, here's what, you know, watching Ant-Man made me realize is that we really are in this golden age of comic book storytelling where it's like reading a comic. Because in the comics, the characters
They all interact, and
that's where, like, Ant-Man literally is, and the movie premise and the superhero, I mean, he's a ridiculous superhero, but you're able to, halfway through the movie, I easily was falling into this world of crazy ants.
See, that's awesome!
And there's a very, I won't spoil it, but there's a very there's an emotional part.
With an ant?
I'm not saying anything,
hey, I cried endlessly through Inside Out, so I can't judge.
Okay, gets good. It's good.
Yeah.
So it just makes you feel like I think that's where we're now going into our superheroes.
Yeah.
We're putting them on the screen. And I think Marvel's just doing a really awesome job.
Oh my God. Like, to watch Daredevil and have them reference the movies.
They reference, there's a Daredevil reference
in Ant-Man. Shut up, that's so cool! See, I love that, now I'm geeking out. But, like, and also I found out that Batman, spoiler alert, sorry, but Batman might make an appearance in Suicide Squad.
Movie. Oh, yeah, they've been caught. You can actually see him in the trailer. He's riding, and Harley Quinn's in this car, yeah, and she's like, and there's someone riding on the roof. It's Batman. Oh, but Ava DuVernay.
Yeah.
So remember, she was gonna direct Black Panther. Right. She wasn't. We weren't sure what happened.
Yeah.
I know what happened. Mm-hmm. I got the scoop.
What's the scoop?
I got the scoop-a-doop.
Gumshoe.
Let's run over. Whoa, was that a Carmen Sandiego reference?
You know it is. Did
you know that Jennifer Lopez was going to play Carmen Sandiego at one point?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I mean, that was back when we cared about.
Oh, Jennifer. Back when she was like
2004.
If you had my love.
Like, yeah, when she was doing movies. She was, that would have been tight. She was Made in Manhattan. She was. Yeah. She had had enough.
She had had enough. Fucking she's gonna have another Enough movie with Viola Davis.
Oh,
where they're like women who are mad with guns.
Oh,
it's gonna be good.
I saw a little blurb about that on the Mary Sue. Oh, but Ava DuVernay, apparently she's actually been in negotiations to do this movie back when she was filming Selma.
Dang,
Paul Feig, head of Marvel.
Yeah,
he called her while she was filming it, and she then was like, she was like, yes, of course.
He's doing amazing stuff because he's doing, yeah, he's doing the Ghostbuster thing. He's in charge of the new Ghostbusters.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Kevin Feige.
Oh.
Yeah, Kevin Feige. The head guy at Marvel. Sorry. Oh, okay, sorry. Not Paul. They have very similar names.
Yeah, that F-I-G-E weirdness.
That no one knows how to pronounce. Not even them.
They're like, we don't even know.
They're like, hey, I'm...
Do you think they're siblings?
That's a weird secret to keep secret.
Yeah, it is.
What's up with that? Let's have them come on and they can discuss.
It's true. Come on our show.
Answer for your crimes.
Okay, so...
Ava.
Yeah.
Well, because she, you know, she was thinking, she was like, oh my God, these movies, you know, they reach a wide amount of people globally.
Right.
And she, you know, it's a black superhero. Yeah. And she wants to help tell that story. So at first she was like, yes. Mm-hmm. But then she, you know, after meetings, you know, yeah. She was just really, at the end of the day, like, do I want to get in bed with these people? It's 3 years of her life where she can't make other things.
3 year contract. It's a lot.
Well, I mean, like, it takes forever to make these movies.
It's true, because like, they're such big budget.
Huge, and this is a lot of work, and she just thought that ultimately that, like, it wasn't the best thing for her and what she wants to do.
Right.
But here's this great quote that I... And they were like, are you going to go see it? And she's like, absolutely.
I love that she's still, like, support, rah-rah, excited.
And it wasn't... Because it made me nervous. I was like, holy shit, is this a terrible movie?
Racist, scary movie?
Or she read the script and she was like, this is terrible.
I know.
Fuck you.
This is Catwoman 2.
Get this the fuck out of my face. They're like, and we want Halle Berry.
And she's going to be Catwoman.
She's going to be... she's going to be in it. She's going to be like... She's gonna be like, T'Challa, you need to get this magical, amulet, don't you know?
She's African, kinda.
And she's like, wait, I left my shopping bags, girl.
Now she's not African.
So that was in the script.
And yeah, and that's why Ava was like, no.
I'm out of here. No, but she did say, she's like, I'm gonna go see it, it's gonna be great. And she says, I'm just interested in illuminating the magnificence of the lives of black people.
Oh.
The complexity, the positive, the negative, the in-between, the full-bodied nature of black lives. That's what I'm committed to. That's the one thing I'm most interested in.
I love it.
So, and, you know, if you look at it, like, this Black Panther movie is probably, like, it's not probably like in line with necessarily what it is she wants to do. Yes, it does have a black lead superhero, and it's going to be taking place in Africa, but there's probably going to be
a lot of
stories in there, too. And yeah. She's like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, she's busy doing, like, more thought-provoking things.
And specifically living up specifically black lives and black culture.
Right,
so,
exactly.
I thought that was really cool.
I like that, too.
Yay for Ava.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's really cool.
I think she's super dope.
Fangirl crush on her.
Do you have anything else?
Oh,
sorry to jump in here.
No, jump in.
I have a crush.
On who? I think I know who.
I am so thirsty for this person. I want to get married. I gotta take it to the river, is that what the kids are calling it?
I guess. That's what I'm calling
it. Take it to the river.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who is your crush?
You may know him.
Jeff his name Goldblum.
Is no, the Fly. That's what I always think of.
Okay, let me guess. One more time.
It's Michael Sam. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm sorry I had to beat you to it. Oh my God, he's amazing.
He is the football player, right?
Michael Sam is the football player who was drafted but then didn't get a contract.
Right, it was weird. Out,
black, gay.
Yeah.
Super cute. And then he kissed his... kissed his boyfriend when he got the, and it was a huge fucking like ordeal.
Oh, big whoop.
And but he then was playing for the Canadian Football League, but he'd been benched the entire time.
Canada has a football league?
My cousin used to play for the Canadian Football League. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people go up to like Canada if they're like, oh, I can't make it. It's not working out here in the NFL. They go up to Canada.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. And I think other countries do too. And I think, at least in France, you know that movie with the... what's that movie?
Love and Basketball?
No, one about the black girls. In France. Black girls be doing it. Girlhood. There it is. Black girls be doing it.
Black girls in France.
They played football. Those girls were playing football in the beginning of the movie. The lead character, she's playing football.
I think we saw two separate Girlhood movies.
Because Girlhood that I saw, it takes place in France.
Oh, no.
It's about four black girls.
Oh, no. I saw Girlhood, which is a documentary about two black girls. Well, one's ambiguous race, but the other one's black. That were in juvenile hall.
That is not the movie I saw.
Two separate movies.
Both about black girls.
Yeah, Girlhood.
Oh my God, you've got it. We have to do an exchange. Sisterhood of the Traveling Girlhood videos. Yes,
I will watch your Girlhood if you watch my mine. Girlhood.
This one's, the opening sequence is these black French girls playing football, pads and everything, and that's their thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'll have to see that. So, just to let the listeners know, about a couple weeks ago, me and James were having a conversation, and James was like, have you seen Girlhood? And I was like, yeah, isn't it good? He's like, yeah, it's so good. We just found out.
That we were watching two different movies. And we're just like, man, and those black girls in it.
Yeah, I know.
We were having the same conversation. Oh, man. Yeah, no, this is this French movie.
Is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. Okay. No, Google Play. It's like $3.
Oh, mine's on Netflix.
Michael Sam.
Yes.
You're listening. And I just want you to know that I have an obsessive crush about him.
Really?
Him and his fiance broke up. He then quit the Canadian Football League
because
he really wasn't playing. And so anyways, he's been spotted out in LA just going out and partying and like
I was just in LA. Out.
You maybe saw him.
Maybe.
Like what I love, here's what I love about this whole entire situation is that TMZ is like covering. I love that there's like gay people in the paparazzi. Right? That, like, the paparazzi are following gay people.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, gay photographers in the paparazzi.
I'm sure they are. They're
well,
too.
I don't know.
But I mean, like, the paparazzi's following, like, the fact that there's, like, prominent gay figures to be followed now. And that's the fact that, like, I've never had a celebrity crush, really.
You haven't?
Not like how I feel right now about Michael Sam.
Wow.
Oh, my God. When I get married to him, it's going to be so amazing.
You never talk about marriage.
Never. Especially not, like, a celebrity. Ew, but Michael Sam, I am in love.
Is he a celebrity?
Yeah, he's like
yeah, he's a celebrity.
You know, when if I say Michael Sam,
I know who you're talking about, and if I saw him, I would recognize him.
Yeah, super cute.
Isn't he like
hot 12? Body? But he's like a football player.
Okay.
Isn't that weird? And then I could be on like, what is it? Football Wives?
Oh my God, Footballer Wives.
Oh my God, I could totally be on
Sports Wives.
Sports Wives. I'm down.
Yeah, just.
I could be a time traveler's wife and a sports wife.
Shut up. Shut it down.
Why are we shutting it down?
I don't know.
Because that's what they say on the show? That'll be my catchphrase.
Too real.
That'll be my catchphrase.
You gotta have your opening line where you're like,
Shut it down.
Just sour and sweet with a little pinch of naughty.
Ooh. Or it's like, I don't like to bake and sometimes my foot hurts.
Yeah. Just keeping it real.
Nobody ever puts baby in a corner. I tell people how it really is. I'm just being me. And you know what? It's good enough for you.
Ooh, that was good.
Sometimes
I have to pee, and then a little poo comes out.
I don't know if that's going to make the editing for. No, okay, all right.
It works.
Okay, well, we're going to work on it.
It works.
I feel uncomfortable. Anyways. But I'm in love with Michael Sam. Like, even talking about him right now, like,
I know, you're, like, gushy-gush. I can't handle it.
He's over in L.A., so I think I need a jet right now. And
walk around being like, Michael Sam.
Michael Sam.
Sam. Michael Pham.
But he's single and ready to mingle, and so am I.
He's ready.
Yeah.
I mean, if he just broke up everything and he's down in LA, he's obviously looking for a contract. So he's probably doing some sort of... I think he's shopping a reality show. I think I read that somewhere.
Oh, I could see that. And who better to be on that show than... We've already worked on my catchphrases.
James Arthur.
And my family would be super happy. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
If I brought home, like...
Your mom would want to be on that show.
My dad would be like, okay. The whole entire, like, me being gay, you know? If I date... So now my goal is I'm going to marry a
football guy.
Gay athlete of some sort. Hey, hopefully football.
If you are a very attractive... Gotta throw that in there. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Be attractive. Well...
Well, attractive is subjective.
It is, so...
If you feel like you look good, which means anything...
You can email...
MinorityCorner@gmail.com.
And please
send... Corner with a K.
Yes, with a K. And send a picture.
Yes, if you're a gay athlete, right?
Gay athletes only, I guess that's what we're looking for. But maybe...
Let's say over 18. I don't want us to get arrested.
Oh, yes, over... I'm going to say over 21.
Oh, that's yes.
Yeah, over 21.
No offense, youngins, no offense. But...
Wait a few years, mm-hmm. but... yeah, and then we'll start having the application process.
We'll read them on the air.
Or, if you're Michael Sam, just...
Just direct email message. Yeah, just...
directly and be like, hey, it's me.
I'm Michael Sam!
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
All right.
Shall we go to the corners?
Let's do it, girl. So, unfortunately, you guys just missed part of Aneke's segment because she just started talking into the mic before I hit record.
It was 2 minutes.
That's not how technology works.
Two words.
You can't just make technology happen when you want it to without making it go.
Maybe I'm Mr. Terrific and I just go above and beyond technology.
You're gay and you're black?
One out of the two.
You heard it
one
first.
One out of the two ain't bad.
Yeah, she's halfway there. Oh my gosh. What are you doing?
I don't know. Leaning back.
Like, who was it? Big Joe? Fat Joe? Big Pun? Fat Jun? Fat Joe?
James is having a seizure. We're going to pause for a minute to take him to the hospital.
Big Fat Joe. He was like, lean it back. Lean it back.
Okay, yeah.
Do the rock away.
That was Fat
lean
Joe,
bow.
Was it?
Lean back.
Tweet us. Help us out.
Okay.
Hashtag.
Fat Joe.
Minority Corner with a K.
Fat Joe.
Okay, so the corner that we're in for my segment is the Femicido corner.
Sounds foreign.
Ooh. Yeah, it's foreign.
Oh, good.
It's foreign.
Okay.
Okay, so basically I'm going to take us on a little trip down to Mexico.
Oh, I love it. I've actually only been once, and it was the island.
Which island?
You know, the one that's like off the coast.
Oh, yeah, that I went to.
Oh, you were there too? No. Cozumel?
Cozumel. Yes, I went to Cozumel last summer.
I did too. Oh my god. Good. I went last summer. Wait, did we go at the same time? I went last summer too.
I didn't know you went to Cozumel last summer.
I went last summer. I got on a cruise ship. I didn't know where it was going. And then they docked in Cozumel.
Yes, I remember.
Because I get to take ridiculously cheap cruises. Had no idea.
On a cruise ship.
Yes. Had no idea where the ship was going.
Wow.
And then...
I totally remember this now.
So I've been to Cozumel. But this is not about Cozumel.
No.
We digress.
Yes. Okay, so apparently... Well, not apparently. This has been going on for a long time in Mexico. And I wanted to bring this up because I had no idea about it. So I think that everybody else should know about it and awareness should be made. So in the past 20 years, multiple, many women... and girls have either been found murdered or have gone missing in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad that they've given it a name, femicido, and I'm totally saying it wrong, but it translates to femicide, which means, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are these women who are trying to cross the border or just it doesn't even... And are these women that are... Is it then they're... Sex trafficking? Is that what's happening?
It's
or they're
a
just being
bit of
murdered?
It's a sprinkle of everything.
So
it's so
they're being murdered
up.
And sex trafficked.
Yes. So, okay. So just to break down the numbers so we can get a scope of what's going on.
Don't even want to know.
So, six women, and I know this is a tough subject, but like I feel like people
don't even apologize. Do it. Let's
okay.
do it.
Okay. So just as of June, 12 women have been murdered. Mm. 6 women are reportedly killed every day.
Jesus.
And 8 a alone since June have been murdered in the city of Mexicali. And Mexicali is along the U.S. border. It's the capital of Baja California. And it's one of the largest places where women go missing / get murdered.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's really messed up. A lot of these women... Okay, so Human Rights Watch, which is like a organization.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, Human Rights Watch. Look out for human rights.
Good.
Sure. They say that at least 27,000 women have gone missing since 2006.
20,000?
27,000.
27,000? Yeah. That's like an entire, like, big university of women.
Of women just going missing.
And that's just, like, in 1 year, right? Oh, wait, no.
That's since 2006.
Still.
It's a lot.
A whole lot.
And the fact that it's women, you know? Yes. It isn't, like, you know,
it's not like there's some dudes that this... There's not like there's, like... It's not like there's, like, a huge amount, like, there's a reason why these numbers exist, because it's showing that there's a disparity of, like, it's not like, you know, this amount of dudes are disappearing. And they're, I'm sorry, just to get this straight, they don't even know what's happened to these women. So there's not even necessarily, like, bodies.
Just gone. So here's the reason why. So a lot of the times these women are indigenous descent, so native people. Mm. And since the Mexican government is kind of racist, not kind of, they're racist towards indigenous people.
What?
So because of that, these cases get looked over and they're not solved. So to break that down, less than a quarter of these cases are investigated and then less than 2% are actually sentenced. Like, the killers.
So it's, like, pretty much legal in Mexico to fucking kill an indigenous person.
Yeah, to grab a woman, an indigenous woman. And to, rape her, kill her. And they find these women under bushes. They find them ditches. They find them, like, big corporations. Not corporations, but big groups, I guess. I'm trying to figure out a good name for it, but like a big business is to actually sex traffic these girls and women.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of them are killed that way. A lot of women are killed trying to cross the border.
Trying to get the fuck out of there.
There's a huge epidemic of women that get raped while they're trying to cross the border.
Right. Are these indigenous women, are they considered Mexican citizens? Do they have...
Yeah, they're Mexican.
Do they have like, because... We have casinos here.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have, like, casinos in Mexico?
I don't know.
Or reservations?
Yeah,
or like,
I don't know the protection that they give the indigenous population there. I have no idea.
So you're saying not only in the U.S. are indigenous people fucked over, or even in Australia are indigenous people fucked over, but also in Mexico.
And then also in Canada, because I have some statistics about that, too.
You're fucking kidding me. Everyone wants to paint the picture that Canada is this perfect place.
No way.
But you're about to blow the fucking rocks off of that right now.
So in Canada, there are right now 1,100 cases of missing and murdered indigenous women. Usually they say that family violence is the main cause, but because in Canada there is the same sort of look down upon and racism towards indigenous people, that these cases aren't investigated either.
That's crazy.
I know. It's so crazy.
I don't understand that, like, I think, I just don't understand that way of looking at, like, another culture and just being like, y'all are stupid.
I can't.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, y'all are so stupid that, like, you're not even that human and I'm going to rape and kill you.
Right? In their own homes. Like, it's like somebody came into my house
and was like,
I'm going to kill you.
Bye.
Bye,
girl.
I live here.
This is mine.
This is mine.
And that happens. The sad thing is, that's what's happening to their culture all the time.
I know.
Like, since forever.
Forever, everywhere you go, the people who are from there gets, like, stomped on.
That, yeah.
It's so ridiculous. So, basically, I wanted to raise awareness that this is going on in Mexico and we don't hear anything about it.
And had no idea. All I'm hearing is Donald Trump being an asshat about, you know, and all I ever hear is all I'm hearing about is, like, the racism that goes on between the way that we look at Mexico and, like, they're supposedly coming over here to take these jobs. But
we don't know what's going on in Mexico, you know? Like, nobody's really talking about
what's happening in their own country.
Right.
But, and, like, I don't really fully remember this, but there's such a huge, it's so interesting about when people talk about these folks coming over here to take jobs. First of all, jobs that none of us want to do. Like,
right. It's hard work.
Hard fucking labor. Nobody, I don't want to be in a field picking strawberries or anything like that. And not like that's the only ones, but like jobs. But like, it's a lot of jobs that like most of us really honestly would not do.
Right.
And for us to get our products cheap, like, our country survived on this, like, slave labor. And until we restructure how the American machine works, dependent on this. But
we should be treasuring people who do this work that nobody wants to do.
Get some robots.
Right?
Skynet. Or I don't know. Tesla was right. Okay, sorry. Oh, my God. It was, like, during the world, after World War II, I forget which president, in 1945, signed, there was a bill that got signed where it was, like, a Mexican work program.
Okay.
Where Mexicans would come over here to the U.S.
Right.
And work, and they'd be provided housing.
That's
and
awesome.
Then the money would be sent back to their Mexico. Home. But, of course, like, the housing, it was, like, terrible, shitty-ass, like, barracks and stuff like that. And so this program was, I think, running for several decades, and so then it built in this dependency for not only us to be dependent upon Mexican workers,
right.
but also Mexico to be dependent upon the money that they earn here to send back to home.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So we basically created that culture then.
Yes. We signed a bill and we created that culture. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then Donald Trump wants to, who fucking profits probably the most
Shit.
Of this cheap ass labor. Like Donald Trump and all of his fucking billions.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely profits from this cheap labor.
So messed up. I just get so frustrated the way that other people treat each other. Like, or when it's not in your face, you ignore it. And you then go as far as to look down on your other people.
Enough to, like, I just can't, I really can't fathom, like, killing someone because I feel that their life means nothing.
It's disgusting.
I could maybe kill someone if they, like, stole my Britney Spears CD or, like, took my Janet Jackson concert tickets.
Okay, anger management.
Right. But I could acknowledge that about me.
Yeah.
Or, like, took my last taco. Right? God. Then I might, then fucking yes. Someone's gonna fucking die, okay?
Wow.
But
I'm not pissing you off.
Yeah. Did you take my taco and my Janet Jackson tickets and my Britney Spears CD?
I'll give it back tomorrow.
I don't even know if I would. I don't even think I have a CD player to put that CD in. Because you took that too. So if someone took all those things, I would maybe kill them. But I wouldn't kill them because they were like,
just hanging out.
Or a different like race or a different culture.
I know.
And I think indigenous people are dope.
All I think they're super cool.
But especially
for Donna
like,
Trump.
Yes. Donna Trump?
Sure.
Fuck her too.
Sure.
You're listening, Donna Trump? I've had my feel of you.
I'm gonna get you.
Did you see all, this is diverging, but the Miss America pageant?
Oh no. Miss America or Miss USA?
What
USA
the one,
is Trump.
His crazy ass pageant.
Okay.
They're
Trump.
Just
USA.
Oh my God, I hope I can remember this. They were like, they were like, they asked her, you know, don't ask these girls questions. Although actually, you know what? A lot of some of these girls are actually like they have like master's degrees.
Yeah,
and like,
they're smart.
And part of the program apparently is that
you get a college education.
It's a scholarship, but like the program, the program makes like hella money, and that money does not get distributed to these girls at all.
Right.
But all these girls are really like, they're very intelligent. But anyways, like Trump had made all these comments,
right?
And a lot of the Latina girls were like, "Well, I'm not here for him. I'm here for me." But they asked this one girl because Jerry Seinfeld made this comment of like, "Things are too
PC."
He said something about like, "Things are too PC," and I forget the exact word. What's another word that we use for PC or like political
correctness?
Political correctness. Yes, that was exactly it.
Okay.
Oh, that's what PC stands for.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that word that we use that also means PC? It's like politics, political.
What did she say?
So they were like asking her about political correctness, and she was like, I think it's really important that you've got to, and then she was like, can you repeat the question? And then they repeated the question. And then she was like, she had more energy this time. She was like, yeah, you know what? Politicians just need to help us be correct, because without them, we won't know what to do.
That's awful. That's awful.
There was, and they had like, and so a lot of the celebrity judges pulled out because Donald Trump said all these ridiculous things.
Yeah, good.
And in fact, like NBC pulled out, and like it got aired on some random network called like Toothbrush or something weird.
Yeah.
And because they're the only one that would pick it up. And there was like, so they had returning Miss America pageant like guest judges,
okay,
or Miss USA judges.
Yeah.
And one of them, she was like, I'm never doing this ever again.
Oh my God.
She's just done. Because she's, he's,
oh my God. Stupid. Beauty pageants need to just go away. Beauty
Don't, I mean, yes, especially the swimsuit portion. Yeah, that's weird. Boring. The swimsuit portion is
because
really
what
weird.
What is beautiful? That's, to me, is annoying. Like, what is beauty? And to be judged on it?
I mean, and I would like to say, like, in some ways, it's like, wow, these women, like, some of them are, I mean, they're, some of them are highly intelligent, business women, hot bods, but it's like, but I would like to see like more like different body types on that show.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
It's, I would like to see other talents aside from just baton twirling.
Right. So I'm gonna get back.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's totally fine. I forgot we were talking about Samaria. But I will say this one time, my mom and I used to watch the show.
Yeah.
And we would just watch like the bloopers, like this one time, this girl, she didn't know how to exit the stage. She just kept circling around, walking around.
God.
This other time, this girl, her scarf got caught on the stairs, and they're like, "Here's Miss Nevada," and her scarf got caught on the stairs, and she couldn't get it out and almost fell down.
That's sad.
So it's fun for the bloopers.
Yeah,
she signed up for this.
I know, it's true. It's true. Okay, so how do I get back to this? So basically, for all the women that have that are going missing, that or the cases are not solved in Mexico, there is a little glimmer of hope.
Oh.
Yeah. There's been a couple of organizations that's been founded. One of them is called May Our Daughters Return Home. It's in Spanish, but I'm not going to butcher it right now. It was started by Maricela Ortiz Rivera and Norma Andrade. Sorry. Not good at Spanish. She, Norma, was attacked twice in 3 months in 2012. So this is, it's a big epidemic, but they are out there. Google it. I tried to Google it to find the org, but it's kind of rough, but maybe you can do a better search out there.
And if you find it, you can post it on our Facebook wall.
That'd be great.
Tweet it at us.
Yeah, help us out. Another awesome thing, this guy, Ernesto Schwartz, he co-founded this one organization called Citizen-Led Forensics, which is all about independent DNA banks and teaching citizens to do their own forensic investigations because the government isn't doing the forensic
investigation. That's crazy. But isn't it crazy that it's gotten to that point where, like, you have to go be your own CSI?
It has to be grassroots. It's crazy. But the cool thing is they, because it's such a huge backlog, all of these cases that haven't been looked into. So basically, they will research all these missing cases. People will come to them and be like, look, my daughter's missing. Here's a hair. Can you help find her stuff?
Wow.
And the Mexican government has started to work with them. They gave them a bunch of DNA kits, and then they also helped investigate this big search in Guerrero, Mexico, and they found 20 mass graves. So at least,
I mean, we're getting some answers.
We're getting some answers.
Because
the government is starting to take notice because of this grassroots organization.
But that's, like, insane that these people have taken into their own hands to solve these mysteries.
I know.
That is not, like,
it's crazy. It's nuts. It's injustice. So basically what I wanted to tell you guys, and I'll post this to globalfundforwomen.org. Go there, support. They have a lot of information about this.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to spell it out because I'm not going to say it.
Get a pen and paper.
GOBERNANZAFORENSE.org.
I have no idea what that spells.
Gobernanze Forense.
Hmm.
It's the group that's doing the DNA testing.
Gotcha.
So support. Spread the news. Be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's crazy down there.
That's fucking crazy.
I know.
My mind is blown. I can't even.
It's nuts.
That sure is not the Miss America pageant.
No.
Not even close.
Miss USA.
Wait, so Miss America is good and Miss USA is bad?
Well, Miss USA is Trump-led. Miss America is the oldest one.
Oh. Get rid of them both, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd much... They should, like, drive cars and stuff.
That'd be tight.
That'd be really cool.
Race car driver, beauty queens.
Mm-hmm.
At least
go down,
like...
there and save all those women. Like, those women, like, I wonder if it's safer for them, like, further in South America.
I don't know.
I feel like for...
See, that's sad that we don't know.
Yeah. I feel like, to me, it's like, I was just thinking about this the other day, like, I'm... As crazy as the Bay Area is, like... excuse me. As crazy as the Bay Area is,
mm-hmm.
There's places around the world I would just not want... Places in the U.S. I would not want to live.
No!
Because I don't feel like it's safe.
Right!
And so I just feel like... I mean, I know it's you shouldn't have to leave, but, like, get out of there. That is not safe. Especially don't live in Baja. For those ladies and those folks, and, like, I would say probably any of those aboriginals down there, get the fuck out of Baja.
I'm just... I feel like we shouldn't... I mean, there are people that are fleeing for their lives right now.
Why don't we know? There are neighbors.
Right? There are neighbors, and why are we so, like, you can't come here? Meanwhile, up in Canada, we're like, welcome, Canadians.
Yeah, and they're murdering people, too, in Canada. Yes, exactly. You know why. Because a lot of Canadians are white.
I know.
And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Well, another...
Let's go to another corner.
We can get out of here. Yeah. I got a newsflash for you. Mine won't be any better. Well, I mean, like, do come back. Don't stop listening. But it'll be more fun because it'll be... Mine's going to be about a feud.
Ooh.
Aneke.
Yes.
Happy Pride, still.
Happy Pride, still.
For some, they continue to celebrate.
It's a year-long celebration.
I mean, lots to be prideful for some, but not for others.
Oh, who's not being prideful?
Some people are not allowed to participate. So in Glasgow, they...
Scotland?
Glasgow, Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Isn't there, like, an ABBA song about that? I'll see you in Glasgow. I don't know.
It sounds like a club jam. I'm into it.
The 18s can pick it up.
18.
Remember the 18s?
Yeah, they're like the new ABBA.
The new ABBA. They sang all the ABBA songs.
Yes. It's a cool, cool, cool summer.
That's not ABBA.
But they sang it.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
That's not fair. Stay in your lane, 18s. That's the cruel. Who did they cruel? Bananarama.
Oh right.
That's the B teens.
I know.
That's not fair. I'm upset.
Banana teens.
The banana teens. They should have just kept
like
doing it.
Great. I would watch that TV show.
Glasgow.
Yes.
Scotland.
Yes.
They're having their pride and they're not allowing drag queens to participate.
But why?
Not allowing, here's why. They had a big meeting.
Okay.
There was like the gay LGBT powers that be gathered. This is huge.
The town elders
of the queer community gathered, and they voted the drag queens out.
That is so weird. That's
Do they have
weird.
A letter? LGBT? Nope, there's no D. Not that that should really matter. I'm totally on the side of this. Because the trans...
it's absurd.
Well, the transgender community felt that they were being made fun of, they voted for them to be out.
I feel like drag is a performance. It's an art. It's a performance. Being transgendered is a life.
It's who you are.
But, I mean, I honestly can't speak for anyone because I'm straight.
Right. I'm kind of in the same boat, too, because it's like, it's a whole new sort of voice and community that I'm starting to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also hard because it's like, I mean, I work with drag queens.
Right.
I've done drag myself.
Right.
And it's sort of like, I also feel that aren't we moving to a place where gender is more fluid anyways?
Right.
Where we can sort of do whatever it is that we want. And it's not like we're making fun of...
If anything, I would think women, because it's a performance of
about
women.
So I feel like women should be more like, fuck out of here. You take that dress and give it back to me. That's my bra. That's my wig.
I just want an angry-ass woman give it to me. How dare you? And those are my heels.
And I honestly feel like, I think there's a difference between when straight dudes do drag and then when gay men do it. What's I feel like that? When gay men do it, there's a sort of appreciation for like what women represent, the woman.
Okay.
Whereas like when dudes do it, they just, I'm a dude in a dress. Isn't this funny? Look at me. I'm in a dress. Like, you ever seen that half-ass drag that sometimes they do at like,
Oh yeah.
In some, like they'll do it at Pride. They're like, I'm wearing a dress. I'm wearing a dress, dude. Whereas like if I'm doing drag, like it takes me like an hour, 15 minutes easy to get on my makeup.
So basically, you're not just saying straight dudes. You're saying lazy drag is not good. Just don't do lazy drag. If you're going to do drag, have an appreciation for the art of portraying yourself as a woman.
Well, yes. And I mean, but I do also understand that, like, it is, I then think, again, this conversation is a lot. I understand where the trans community is coming from. I would love to hear
from a transgendered person to let us know.
Yeah. And I do also sometimes I've seen how, like, drag queens portray, like, drag queens in a play performing as women, how, like, sometimes it's just like, oh, this is, you know, still cisgendered men's idea of what women are or how they act, you know? And so, so I do see that.
So I don't have, like, big-ass eyelashes and boobs out
What do you mean? And you should see the way I run when I'm in drag. And, like, my lady friends are like, we don't run like that. And, like, it's just super over the top. But it's also, like...
It's performance. It's comedy. It's performance.
And it's also our interpretation of gender and how we are embodying that character and that person.
Just like how drag kings aren't necessarily... Dudes aren't... Well, I guess you guys do walk around grabbing your crotch a lot. Of, but, and I mean... like,
hey.
I know.
Hey, how are you? So creepy. Yeah? La, 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 la.
I do not like your drag king. It's a little much for me.
You mean Thomas?
Of all names.
Thomas the Tank. La, 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 la. Dirty T the Tank.
I can't so handle Thomas.
That's what's going on in Scotland. I thought I should just bring it up.
It's fascinating. I want to know an opinion from a drag queen.
Yeah.
I want to know what they have to say about it, too.
Yeah, because here in San Francisco, you said the show called Tranny Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can't, the word tranny is kind of being pushed out. Like, we can't really say that anymore.
Right.
And so there was a huge debate because Tranny Shack had been around for so long and it was part of this huge culture.
Right.
And now Heclina, who started Tranny Shack, is now, she's a weekly show at her club Oasis called Mother. Because she, through Tranny Shack, has given birth to, like, a lot of new drag.
I like that, though. That, to me, makes a little bit more sense. Because
she's a businesswoman. She's like, all right, I'm not trying to piss off nobody.
Right.
And they do, like, over time, like, words do. And I think for me, like, it's a new understanding of a new community struggle that I haven't heard before.
Right.
In the same way that, like, you know, people were listening to different, like, Black Lives struggles. Or, you know, gay folks and lesbians, their struggles. And now we're hearing a new
sort of... exactly. And I think a lot of people do get caught up in the fact that being transgendered is not a performance.
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah.
And being a drag queen is a performance.
Right. I think that there's room for both at the table.
Of course.
And I think it's, instead of pushing another community out of the table, I think it's more, how can we have a conversation so we can make everybody feel welcomed here at the table?
Exactly.
So, thanks for listening.
That was great.
We're going to the feud corner.
Feud corner. Like Family Feud? I love that show. No. Celebrities. Gloves. And with Steve Harvey.
Celebrities, sure.
Okay.
Gloves are off.
Take them off.
This is about a 16-year-old girl, a 17-year-old girl.
Teenagers.
And an old-ass gay man. Or, like, he's maybe not that old.
I know where we're going.
Yes.
Okay. Break it down for everybody.
So, I'm excited to talk about this because one of the persons that we're talking about, Amandla Stenberg.
The best.
She played Rue in The Hunger Games. I've met her. And by met her, I mean I looked at her for a very long period of time.
You just stared at her.
Live and in person. She was
looking at her from far away.
I think I talked about this. Like, did I talk about this last week?
No, you posted on Facebook.
Oh, I posted on Facebook. She was at this MLK event that they have every year here in the Bay Area. It happened to tie into, like, Black Comics Expo that happens here, too.
Cool.
I don't know why she was there, but I think she was plugging a comic book that either she was... She's a very brilliant 16-year-old girl.
She's amazing. She's
fucking amazing. She was there either, like, someone has styled a comic book character like her, or she's coming out with a graphic novel or something.
Cool.
I was on her website, which is really cool. She's the 16-year-old girl with, like, just this amazing website. So
smart.
So,
posted a thing about her on Facebook.
Yes, and this kind of ties into what you had posted. So, before I get into, so this is going to be about her, Amandala, which means power in Zulu.
Amandala! Amandala. I love it! And she's
about
so cute.
Her,
and she's,
Kylie Jenner.
Nope.
And Andy Cohen.
What? Get out of here, Andy Cohen.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, okay. All right. Okay, so, the story is that what happened is that Kylie Jenner, she's one of the Jenner folk Kardashians.
She's a Kardashian. She's the youngest Kardashian sister.
Okay. I don't know if my stomach can handle all of this. Yeah. So, and also, like, Andy Cohen, like, owns Bravo.
He loves the Kardashians.
He loves them, yeah. So, or he doesn't own Bravo, but he makes a hell of money from it.
Yeah, he's, like, one of the top dogs. Gave himself his own TV show.
Yeah, and apparently does, like, really well because, like, he's a mess and he just gets into the dirty talk. He does what other interviewers won't do. And he will get celebrities to say shit that they usually just won't
because
say.
Because he's ridiculous in feeding them alcohol.
That's true.
I liked him up until this point, honestly.
Up
until this point.
So, Kylie Jenner, she posted this Instagram picture with her in her hair. It was in the cornrows style.
Not French braids, y'all.
Not
cornrows.
French braids. It was in straight up cornrows. And... Who started that hairstyle?
Black people.
Interesting, because there's a certain magazine called LA Times would have you believe that Bo Derek started it.
Get out of here.
They did. They were like new. There's like and like. Okay, I'm gonna get to all of that.
I'm giving so much side eye. So much side eye right now. You're right.
So
I got a lot to say.
I told you she said you. So she posted this. She posted this picture of her and pretty much was like, "Hey y'all, how do I look?"
I think she
and
was like, "Woke up like this."
And then she was like, and then it was like a link to then you can click on the photo, and then it would be like a link to her wig line, which also like, can we stop there? Why does this 17-year-old girl have a fucking wig line?
Why does she have lip injections? Why she got a 25-year-old boyfriend with a baby?
I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to open this up into the larger conversation of, like, not talking about Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
But I am saying, like, I just feel like it's a family of people who, like, just don't maybe like themselves. Maybe?
Too much industry up in their face making them feel like they aren't perfect, which is terrible.
Yeah. I will absolutely agree with that. Amandala.
Yes.
Who, more information.
Yes.
Who did she go to prom with?
Jaden Smith. Weirdo. But I appreciate it.
But
I appreciate it.
I mean, I'm these two young black folks who are kind of brilliant.
And kind of hippie, and I love that they're hippie and, like, free and, like, breaking the mold of what black people are and, like, stereotypes.
And still being very proud of their blackness.
Yes.
So she tweeted back at her, she said to Kylie, she said, "When you appropriate black features and cultures but fail to use your position of power to help black Americans by directing attention towards your wigs instead of police brutality or racism."
Yes.
# white girls do it better.
Ooh.
Because that's a tagline that
yes,
seems
that
to
was
be
trending.
Fucking running around.
I put it on Twitter.
Oh yeah, you did do that. Yeah. So how does Andy Cohen fit into this? He had Laverne Cox and Andre Leon Talley on his show.
Two huge public black celebrities.
Yes. So he was like, he has his corner, like we have our, he copied us. He, well.
Whatever.
Because he, yeah. we put people in the corner and he has like a jackhole of the day. He set up the situation of like, here's what happened and here's the tweets and there's this, and he posted just says like, "Can black girls wear cornrows?"
You mean white girls?
Yeah,
black
no,
girls
No, he
can.
Stole it, yeah. He said, "Can white girls wear cornrows?" And, you know, Laverne Cox and the other guy were like, "Yeah, sure, I guess, you know." Okay.
Yeah.
And then he called this 16-year-old girl jackhole of the day.
No!
Which, like, I don't understand, like, how, and then, like, Laverne Cox and they said nothing.
They said nothing.
Nothing.
How dare they?
She then, and people totally called out Bravo and everybody for this. Like, were there no black people on set that were like, this is weird? Or who was in the editing room that allowed Andy Cohen to call this brilliant 16-year-old girl? A 16-year-old girl who, yeah, she's intelligent and has opinions, but, like, She's
a
girl.
Do your research, dude, before you make some comments.
And Laverne Cox totally got called out of why she didn't say anything. Yeah. And her whole entire thing, she was like, well, she's like, I don't like to get involved in celebrity feuds. And she, and when she's like, you know, but she's such an activist, and you're also such an activist, and you see that it's like this young girl.
Right.
But she says that she pretty much, for her, she would have needed more than 10 seconds to get into this hot button issue. But she did lean over to Andre and say something. I don't know what she said, but
yeah. She
was maybe like, that was fucked up. But
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
She does understand, like, she's talking about the cultural appropriation takes longer than 10 seconds to talk about.
Right. It's true.
And but you can maybe say something like, of just like, I think this is a bigger thing.
I don't want to talk about this. Yeah. Or just be like, why are you bringing this up?
So it's even, and so there's just this whole entire thing of, like, again, we've talked about this before, but it's like appropriation of Black culture, where, I mean, even Vogue in 2014 was like, it's the year of the big booty.
I know.
And they named Jennifer Lopez and Miley Cyrus and Kim Kardashian.
No Black people.
There was no Black people. And so it's like all these things that Black people have always been doing, when we do it, it's like weird, ghetto, disgusting.
Ratchet.
But the minute some white person does it,
it's cool.
It's very cool.
So it pisses me off, and I'm gonna jump in here because I wanted to talk about this, but I decided not to because I always get on my soapbox, so I'm sorry. So, appropriation.
I'm sorry, what? Why are you apologizing?
I'm not apologizing.
Why did I just apologize?
I take it back. Cut it out. So, people will be like, well, what can I wear then? What do you mean it's appropriating? You can celebrate a culture. You can appreciate a culture. You can have a love for a culture that is not yours as long as you give it proper respect. The reason that what brilliant Amanda Love was talking about with Kylie Jenner is Kylie Jenner has these big lips, has big butt, has dates Black guys, has a wig line, talks about her weave, is all up in Black culture, but is never talking about Black Lives Matter, is never talking about the shootings, is never talking about burning of the churches, is not even talking about Ida B. Wells. Let's say you don't want to talk about the bad shit, celebrate the good shit. Be like, hey, I'm going to celebrate Obama right now. That's a low-hanging fruit. You can do that to celebrate Black culture that you so obviously love. The fact that she's 17 and a 16-year-old was talking to her is brilliant. We need to, as adults, leave it alone because that's a brilliant 16-year-old trying to talk to her peer.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen, get out of here. When I worked at a high school, if I saw two girls fighting, I wouldn't go in the middle and instigate it. They would look at me like some old hag.
And then pick a side. Like, right? First of all, Andy Cohen, I mean, you must have something better to do than get involved in this teenage
fight.
But it's actually also like, but
it's not even a fight. Amanda Love was educating her.
Well, no, it is a fight because it started going back and forth. Yeah. And also, this is also gonna remind us that she is a 16-year-old girl,
right?
And teens use social media.
Totally.
So there's been a back and forth.
Okay.
Do you know what Jenner said back to her?
I do, but I'll let you say it.
She said, "Mad if I don't, mad if I do. Dot dot dot. Go hang with Jaden or something."
Swag just like Black culture. She's appropriating everything.
And then Amanda texts back. I think she just wrote this general tweet of, Black features are beautiful. Black women are not. White women are paragons of virtue and desire. Black women are objects of fetishism and brutality. Mm. This at least seems to be the mentality surrounding Black femininity and beauty in a society built upon Eurocentric beauty standards.
Mm, Amanda Love.
16 years
Preach.
Old.
She did a whole video.
I was gonna talk about that. It's on her website. Her website's actually just really brilliant, but she did a whole entire video that
it was like
talks,
a high school project.
And it was called Don't Cash Crop My Cornrows.
So she literally was talking
was
about
even
this.
Was already
before.
Talking about it. So of course she was like, well, I kind of need to like chime in on this. And what also frustrates me is that how other people jump in this conversation, and when they view Kylie Jenner,
right. They
view her as like, well, she's just this young girl.
But then why don't they say that about Amanda Love?
They don't. That's what's so frustrating. Like, Justin Bieber got involved in the conversation.
What? Who are all of these people side-busted into this conversation?
He said something to the effect that she's just a kid. And then he said that Amanda's accusations were ridiculous.
She's just a kid, too.
here's what I'm going to pose. America loves to defend young white girls. They're very precious. We like to protect them. We kind of talked about this last week of, I mean, that's why how even in culture, when a black man has sex with a white woman, how it's so dangerous and you can be killed for that.
In this
country. How in Texas, in McKinney, Texas, that young girl who had... that police cop pulling a gun out on her with his knee buried into her back did not view her as she was a baby.
Yes.
She was a young girl. And she was expected to act a certain way because of her blackness. We would have never... If you would have saw an image of a young white girl like that, America would be done. Would have been done. He would have been thrown in prison for years.
And when I say they, I mean the media, portray... black women as tough, which is great, as empowered, which is great, but the crux of that is that there is no childhood, there's no lightness, there is no silliness, and women, black women are that. There's a huge hashtag movement, whatever, meme going around that is carefree black girls. And it's all about just black women, black girls, just being fun, being light, because that is never shown in the media.
Yeah.
There's a current picture that's out right now, and it's beautiful. It's Obama walking away from...
Oh, with Malia and the girls.
Yeah, they're boss. Malia and the other one. I forgot her name. What's her name? Anyways.
We always forget her.
I know. Oh, I feel so bad.
And Sasha.
Malia, Sasha, and their friend.
Malia, and they're Sasha, just, and friend.
Yeah.
It should be
and
like
they're just
the show.
Giggling and laughing and walking.
And Obama's like taking care of business in the front of it. And they're just like hanging out with dad for the day.
You never get to see black girls just kind of like kicking up their heels, being fun and free. They have to be soulful and tough and angry and grow up too early.
Which is like, it is an honest part of what it means to be black in America.
It's true.
And I think both are important, like, because I think it's also important to, I think changing the way that, like, it's okay to be black and angry.
Yeah.
Because you can be white and angry. And she had another tweet about this. She says, end the black angry girl narrative. It's just another attempt to undermine certain perspectives. I have strong opinions. I am not angry. This 16-year-old girl is so brilliant. Although I wish, and like, part of me is like, don't engage in this Twitter battle, but she's killing it in this Twitter battle. And she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's saying.
It's beautiful.
I want to uplift some things that she's done in her career.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going on since Rue.
Well, she also actually got, she got an NAACP award for her portrayal of Rue.
Oh, good.
She also won a Teen Choice Award for best chemistry between her and what's her bucket that was in...
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. They're going to say Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No. No. she's done. Oops, sorry.
Oh, no. She's still here.
What is she doing? She had that hand
Jennifer
job.
Lawrence?
No, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, it was like Jennifer Lawrence is about to do X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Jennifer Love Hewitt, last thing she had was that hand job show where she was like a masseuse, but she gave hand jobs at the
end.
She
had that ghost whisperer.
I'm sexy, but I give hand jobs, and I'm sad because I'm a mom.
Oh, yeah. That didn't go anywhere.
No.
Well, anyway, no.
Yeah.
I thought she had, like, one of the best, in that video that she wrote, the video that she did that was a school project that was so brilliant, the last thing that she says is... What would America be like if we love black culture as much as we love black people?
That's great.
Brilliant.
It's so
true. And, like,
true.
Just even looking at, like, what it is that this young black girl is doing with her social media presence compared to Jenner, who is not
it's
just
selfies.
Being selfies and just, you know, appropriating other cultures and not even willing to come to the conversation of learning about this.
Right.
And she just totally got schooled by this brilliant girl. So.
Well, I think Amandala came out on top. And anybody who's defending Jenner looks like a jackhole.
Go
so that's
fuck yourself.
You, Andy Cohen.
He actually did apologize.
Oh, was it sincere?
Yeah, it was. Don't talk about something on your show. We have a show. Don't talk about something if you haven't researched it. Like, he had no idea. Like, but also at the end of the day, two things that he did know: these were two girls.
Right. Teenagers.
Teenage girls. So I don't even understand why you're getting ready to call either one of them a jackhole.
Embarrassment that he got involved.
And then two, like, how I don't understand what where you're living that you don't understand appropriation of, like, it's so highly talked about.
So many people don't understand appropriation.
And where, like, cornrows come from.
If you think people are going to be uncomfortable with what you're going to wear when you leave the house, probably don't wear it. If you're like, I think I'm going to wear this headdress to Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
But some people might be offended by it. Just don't wear it.
Don't
say fuck them. Say, I'm going to take this off.
Yeah. And she actually even talks about it in her video, too. She like talks about like what appropriation is and that it's when you're using style that's based on like stereotypes or what's another word for stereotypes? When you're using like stereotypes from another culture.
Yeah.
And that can be or racist generalizations from another culture.
Right.
And you're using it for humor or for fashion to benefit like whatever it is that you're doing. And by being in the dominant culture that's using this, like you're also probably not going to understand. It's ignoring the historical context behind those generalizations and stereotypes and ignoring where they come from.
Right.
Like hip hop actually, you trace it back to slave days. Like it comes from like these soulful songs and beats and experiences. Like, so you just taking that and not understanding that like historical context that it comes from.
Right.
Fuck you.
If you are wearing something, let's say Kylie Jenner is who she is right now, but if she's posting about black issues, if she's freely talking about it, if she's engaging into it, if she is a champion for civil rights, then yeah,
go ahead.
Wear your part of the club. You're supporting it.
You're part
of the culture.
I'll see you at the Essence Awards.
Right.
Come on over, girl. We love you.
Exactly. But if you're wearing it because you think it's cool and you don't know shit about it.
And you don't probably have like a single black friend. And by having one, it's not enough.
It's not enough. Well, she's...
What?
She's dating that Tyga guy.
Oh, that doesn't count.
I know, but it just makes me feel like she probably does have black friends. But like...
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
But that makes it weird because she's not talking about the issues. Even more weird.
Yeah, that's what we need to see is that if you're, it's not enough just to have friends. You've gotta. There's to be an ally it means work.
Yeah.
It means
or at least
work.
Understanding.
I would say it means work because it's not enough to just be like, hey, I'm cool with you. I need you to be doing things along the way, too.
Yeah, and it actually doesn't take that much work.
It really doesn't.
Just tweet.
You could tweet. You're already tweeting something.
It took you probably 12 times to take that picture of you and those damn cornrows.
And don't wear cornrows. I mean, I guess you could, but like because she's doing it, and we've already said this, but she just doesn't have an understanding or appreciation of the culture.
Right.
Go read a book, girl. Watch
a
documentary. Watch both girlhood
Watch
movies.
Watch both of those girlhood movies.
Because they're great.
There's a lot of cornrows in my girlhood movie.
Mine has a lot of weaves.
Oh, okay.
They're big in France. They're big
underneath
here in the U.S.
Underneath the weave is a cornrow.
Well, this is the end of another episode.
This is the end, my friend.
This is the end of the podcast as we know it. But just last minute corner, I didn't get to talk about this earlier, but Sandra Bland, she...
Rest in peace.
She was found, supposedly committed suicide in her jail cell
supposedly.
In Texas. The whole entire story doesn't match up.
No.
And actually, you know, I want to also say that the person that brought this to my attention, the story, episode one, I talked about my troll.
Oh, twist of events.
This troll, who's really not, I mean, I don't know, sent me this link to the story and has been very, I don't know. I just appreciate it. So, RL, I will say thank you for the story.
Yeah, thanks for actually getting involved and looking into the issues.
Because there, you know, we had a very big disagreement of some weird things. But anyway, but thank you for bringing this to my attention. But Sandra Bland, she was supposedly found dead in her jail cell after she had been arrested by the police In a very, like, you can see the video footage. It's very violent. It's ridiculous. She had just come from, like, this great job interview that she was super excited about. She had gotten the job and then got arrested, and because they were like, she was acting crazy. That she was resisting arrest, which was none of... She was very outspoken about the police because she lives in an area where it happens a lot. There's a lot of police brutality.
She has a vlog,
She has a vlog where she talks about it. I think it's like hashtag Sandra Says.
Yeah.
And all of her family is like, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Right. And there's this new hashtag. I forget what it is. Damn it, I should have looked that up. I think it's like, if I die in police custody.
Yes.
That there's actual, like, running
thing. Yes, I've seen that.
And that's how crazy this has gotten, that folks have gotten to that level. And there's, like, one that...
It's terrorism.
And then some of these people, like, and you look at these folks, and it's... I mean, that would be, like, their last word. Like, one guy was like, yeah, maybe I do smoke weed, and maybe I do this other thing, but doesn't mean I should die at the hands of the police. And that's what this whole entire thing is about. So they are opening it up to a murder investigation because enough folks have been making noise about this.
That's so good. I'm glad.
This stuff continues to happen, and I think we need to continue to talk about it.
Stay aware. Out there. Keep sharing these stories. Keep promoting these activists. Be an activist. It's not hard. All you got to do is just post a link to a story on Facebook.
Yeah, you can put it on Minority Corner Wall.
A lot of people have been posting on Minority Corner Wall. I just want to give a shout out to everybody that's getting engaged in the conversation. People are looking at our links. People are liking our links. People are posting things on our page. People are talking directly to me and James.
I got a text that just said, hey, penis. Well, I referenced that last week.
Oh, yeah.
I asked someone to do that, and someone did.
People are listening.
So, hey, penis, back at ya. Mm.
Wink, wink, so. Nudge, nudge. So, tweet us, Minority Corner with a K. Facebook us, find us, Minority Corner. Send us an email, minoritycornerwithak@gmail.com. Here's something that I want you guys to do. Can you guys do me a favor?
What do you want, girl?
Can you go to iTunes and subscribe?
It makes it easier. That way, on Tuesday, it'll pop. You don't even gotta do nothing. You just subscribe. Yep. And it'd be dope if you can rate our podcast, because the more that you rate us, then the more people will get to see that we're pretty awesome.
Get our word out.
Get the word out.
We love you guys for listening. You guys are the best listeners ever.
You're the best listeners ever. And I guess we'll see you back in time next week.
Let's hop in that DeLorean and go there right now.
Let's go right now.
Vroom.
Oh, mine was just a scream. Like,
I like that.
I just imagine that when you're time traveling, you're like, yeah.
Now we're gone.